모든 건 우연이 아니야. 그냥 그냥 나의 느낌으로 온 세상이 어제와 달라. 그냥 그냥 너의 기쁨으로 네가 날 불렀을 땐 나는 너의 꽃으로 기다렸던 것처럼 우리 시리도록 펴. 어쩌면 우주의 섭리 그냥 그랬던 거야. You know I know 너는 나 난 너 설레는 만큼 많이 두려워. 운명이 우린 자꾸 질투했어. 너만큼 나도 많이 무서워. When you see me when you touch me 우주가 우릴 위해 움직였어. 조금의 어긋남조차 없었어. 너와 내 행복은 예정됐던 걸. Cause you love me and I love you. 넌 내 푸른 곰팡이 날 구원해준 나의 천사 나의 세상 난 네 삼색고 향이 널 만나러 온 love me now touch me now just let me love you just let me love Just let me love you.
Let me love you.
Let me love, let me love you.
나도 그냥 그런 사람들 중 하나였어. 진짜 사랑인지 뭔지 믿지도 않으면서 습관처럼 사랑하고 싶다 뒤끌었던. But I found myself, the whole new myself. 나도 헷갈려 대체 어떤 게 진짜 난지. 널 만나고 내가 책이란 걸 안 볼까 아님 네가 내 책장을 넘긴 걸까. 어쨌든 난 내게 최고의 남자를 원해. 아마 당연해 넌 내게 이 세계 그 자체였게. 죽을 거면 꼭 나와 같이 죽겠다던데. 네가 원하는 내가 되기로 got a sword on myself. So many complex but I'm looking for love. 가짜 나라도 좋아 네가 안아준다면 넌 내게 시작이자 결말 자체니까. 네가 나 끝내주라. 내 모든 wonder에 대한 answer. I call you her.
Hello, everybody. My name is Janie. It's my first time DJing, in case you couldn't tell. Oh, the station ID. Yes. Okay, so this is Janie, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I, of course, am Janie, and my show is called Out in the Meadow. And the essential premise is that I'm out in the meadow gathering information for you guys and bringing it back here to give you the juiciest meadow report you've ever heard in your life. My credentials, I've been a K-pop fan now for 5 years, which is kind of crazy. And today, our topic, this is a juicy one, guys. I'm going to be doing, okay, I wouldn't call it a deep dive. I would call it like a long, shallow swim in the Love Yourself album series by BTS. That first song you heard was Intro Serendipity, which is Jimin's solo song. And the second song that I interrupted, unfortunately, is Her, which is the outro for that mini album, which is the first installment in this series. And when I tell you Her was my number one track on Spotify Wrapped for like 2 years in a row, kind of crazy. She's really fantastic. And yeah, okay, so let me just start with talking about intro, Love Yourself, as like a concept. So basically, this album, the first one, Love Yourself Her, was released in 2017, I think. Also keep in mind that I did not do any research for this. I'm basically just going off of my memories. So hopefully that... Don't fact check me, is essentially what I'm saying. But I first started listening to BTS at Love Yourself Answer, which was later in 2018. But Love Yourself has such like lore, which is crazy. But the first album is Love Yourself Her, and she's kind of about, this is the album that DNA is in, which we'll be listening to later. And it was kind of like the BTS's like first horizon in America. And it was after they had released and finished the Wings tour. The Wings album was like monumental. Like, I don't think I can stress this enough, you guys, monumental. Partly because like it was like the first time they were really like gaining steam in Korea, and then right after that they're hitting them with like a major world tour, that was like really cool. And then we're getting into this series, and it's two mini albums, Love Yourself Her, Love Yourself Tear, and then a repackage, Love Yourself Answer. And you know what, I think we just gotta move on to DNA, because, and I understand she's a little overplayed, but it's been like years, so I think we can move on and listen to her again. I think that's okay. And also just bear with me through this episode as I get used to the board and the sliders and everything that's going on here. There's a lot happening. Yeah, so I'll do my best. Thank you for tuning in. Oh, also shout out, my brother requested a special shout out, so shout out to my my older brother Isaac. And that was weird. Okay, shout out to Opa, and then shout out to my mom, Amma, my dad, and all my other family members listening, and my best friend. Shout out to everyone. Yeah, okay. Let's get back into it.
Yeah. 찾아낸 우리니까 후회하지 마라 baby 영원히 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 함께니까 걱정하지 마
Hello, I'm back. Well, first of all, allow me to apologize for the dings. I totally forgot to turn on my Do Not Disturb. But hopefully no more of that. Again, my bad. The song we just heard was Dimple off of course, Love Yourself Her. And I feel like Love Yourself Her is very much like BTS's first foray into like American-ish pop. Because their previous songs are very, like, 2018, 2017 K-pop heavy. And there's, like, a very specific sound there. But they really deviated with this album, which they kind of got some hate for. But the structure of these albums, at least the first two mini albums, it's, like, intro, a bunch of songs, and then a skit, and then a bunch of songs, and then an outro. And I think the skit is a leftover from their, like, hip-hop Days, which I do not know enough about to unpack, but the skit on Love Yourself, Her, is like an audio clipping of them winning a Billboard award and Logan Paul presenting it, so that's kind of crazy. But the whole album is just so happy and fun, which I love, because right now we're in a little bit of a sad girl music epidemic, which is understandable considering like the state of the world, but I love some happy music. And this next one, okay, I was debating whether to play this next one because it's very similar to Dimple. Both are in like this category, like Dimple RM wrote about his own dimples, which, and maybe I won't speak on that. Pied Piper is about like their fan base and how BTS is essentially like the Pied Piper for the ARMY. Again, questionable. Hits really hard though, so I think we are gonna continue with that, and that's gonna be our last song off of Love Yourself, Her, because as much as I love her, she's not the best one. Also, fun fact, there's a collaboration with, I think, the Chainsmokers on this album, Best of Me, which also hits pretty hard. Maybe I should have played that one. But no, we're getting Pied Piper instead. So hold on to your seatbelts while I try and transition here. That was a weird, you know what I meant. Okay.
Oh,
And I'm back. That was the last song of Love Yourself Her that we're going to be listening to. And in our transition to Love Yourself Tier, I thought I would do my PSA. So Tufts WMFO is in fact an educational radio, so prepare for some education. With this like very sudden cold weather, I thought I would do the hand washing PSA. So U.S. Centers for Disease Control's top tip for fending off the flu, coronavirus, and colds is to wash your hands. To protect yourself, you should wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, especially after going to the bathroom, before eating, after blowing your nose, coughing, or sneezing. The CDC also advises avoiding touching your eyes, nose, and mouth unless you've just washed your hands, covering any cough or sneeze you have with a tissue, then throwing the tissue in the trash, avoiding close contact with people who are sick, and finally, if you do get sick, staying home so you don't infect others. And this has been a public health message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. And let me tell you, heavy on this one, all right, guys, because why am I going into class and I'm hearing the phlegm in your lungs when you're coughing, all right? It does not bode well. This, like, 40-degree weather is really not doing it for me. So I'm going to have to ask that everyone really listens closely to that PSA. Okay, so our next song is going to be, oh my gosh, this is a good one, guys. It's going to be Intro Singularity. And I was like, here's the thing. On the repackage that I was talking about, Love Yourself Answer, they have full lengths of these intro songs. Because again, the intros are like these solo songs. So Intro Singularity is V's solo song. And if you've been keeping up with BTS at all, his new solo stuff, I would say very different from what he's rocking with here, because his solo songs pre-chapter 2 are like very angsty and like very like dark, interestingly enough. But I really think this song shows off his voice like very nicely. And I think I'm going to continue this like set of two situation, mostly because, dang, there's so much going on behind the scenes here, guys. Like, you wouldn't believe. Okay, that's not true. I just have to like log the songs, but it's like, it's hard, I think. Okay, so it's going to be Intro Singularity, and then the next song is going to be Fake Love, which is like truly rocketed BTS into American fame. Rightly so. It really hits, guys, because at the time I was like, oh, she's overplayed. Like, I don't want to hear it anymore. Like, it's just so hard. And then their 2018 MAMA performance. For those of you who don't know, MAMA, M-A-M-A, is, I forget what it stands for, but it's like Music Asian Music Awards. That wasn't right. But Asian Music Award. And they like do like big performances of like their hit songs. And then there's like the actual award show. But in 2018, after they came out with Fake Love, they did this like killer performance, because the Fake Love choreography is kind of based around like marionettes, like puppet vibes. Because like the whole song is about like, I hate to say it, but fake love, you know? So, they really ran with that, and it was so cool. I still remember watching it in like study hall in like sophomore year of high school, which is crazy. I guess it wasn't that long ago. I don't know. Oh, 4 years. I guess that was kind of a long time ago. But we're going to listen to these songs, and then I'm going to check back in for the next juicy section of this playlist. Hopefully we can get through all of it. Okay, I made like a whole nother playlist to separate this, so hopefully I can get through all of it in time. But I'm really chatting it up. So, okay, I need to stop. Okay, let's start. Okay, wish me luck again. This transition is like no joke.
Oh, 이뤄 두꺼운 나를 미워했네 잠시도록은 꿈속에도 너를 괴롭히는 환상통은 여전히
수가 있었어. 사랑이 사랑만은 또 완벽하게 내 모든 약점들은 다 숨겨지게 이루어지지 않는 꿈속에서 피울 수 없는 꽃을 키웠어.
And I am back. Okay, so lucky us, we're a little ahead of schedule. Well, okay, maybe I wouldn't say that, but I have some time to chat. Okay, so basically, Fake Love, and this album in particular, when this dropped, people were rejoicing because this album has a lot more of their, like, what they refer to as their slow jam songs. So they're, which we have coming up in the next pair, but the songs are a lot more slower. A lot more of them are produced by Suga. Yoongi, if you're familiar. Sorry. But he has like a very distinctive production style, and that really comes through on this album. And it is one of my favorite BTS albums. Bold statement, I know. But they really started seeing a lot of critical acclaim with this one. I think they performed this at the VMAs. Don't fact check me on that. But it's like when Jungkook wore that like magenta sparkly jacket with the zebra underneath. That sounded bad saying that out loud, but just trust me, it was cool. Oh my gosh, I also have to tell you guys about the lore, okay? And here's the thing. BTS was, I would say, known for their fictional universe. And this might be a tough one, guys, but just stick with me. So basically, BTS are pioneers in a lot of things in K-pop. This is one of them. They, in their music videos, starting in... So you know how... Okay, so Wings is the album before the Love Yourself series, right? And before that is the HYYH, which is an abbreviation of a Korean word, but basically... The English translation is the most beautiful moment in life, which, if you are a fan, you know that is the best era ever. Okay, I'm not taking comments on that because it's just wow, it's really good. And if you stick around for my other episodes, I might play some of that. I will. But so basically, they started this like fictional universe, told through mainly music videos, but. They really get crazy with it because there's music videos and then there's like teaser videos that they... Okay, so the structure of K-pop is like the promotional schedule is huge. So there's like they announce the comeback. Then there's concept images. There's at least two concepts, right? So you're getting two sets of images. Like per member, you're getting a shoot. And then like as a group, you're getting a shoot. And then times two, right? At least... And then you're getting teaser videos for, like, the main songs. And back in the day, as in 2017, it was a little less heavy on it. There was a little less content coming out per comeback. But we're getting, like, teaser videos, concept teasers. Then the music videos come out. And then there's any, like, supplementary stuff. And, of course, the music. But, you know, I actually saw a TikTok of someone comparing... Shout out to this guy on TikTok. I forget his name. But he was, like... I think what some people get caught up on is, like, K-pop is not the equivalent of American pop, but in Korean, it's more equivalent to theater because there's, like, it's all about the performance as a whole. So, like, stage production, choreography, the singing, yes, and the music, but that's just, like, a part of it. There's also, like, the concept, the outfits, like, it's all a part of it, you know? And he was really real for that. So keep that in mind as I'm explaining this. But, They start the fictional universe in the most beautiful moment in life. Oh my gosh. And the fictional universe is essentially very depressing, but it's like lore that like, guys, I don't know how to explain this simply, but basically Jin, the oldest one, gets stuck in a time loop trying to save all of their lives over and over again. And I have a sneaking suspicion, this is just my conspiracy theory, that they started this in the music videos because their company did not have a lot of extra money laying around to pay other actors to be in the music videos. All right. Which is why the seven boys play all of the parts. Like, they are playing every single part. But basically, it's like they're themselves in the video, but it's like a character with their same name. And I understand how that can be confusing, But just trust me on this. So it's like not actually them. Their story, these things are not happening IRL in real life to these people, to these members of BTS, but they're characters, right? And they really got into like philosophy and lore in that. And then in this series, because it's called Love Yourself, they're really exploring identity, right? So we're really getting into like Carl Jung. Carl, I took German. I should probably know how to pronounce that. Carl Jung. And like the concept of self, like ego, and like all of this, the shadow, all of this. It's all in here, okay? And you might be like, hey, we just listened to a song about fake love. And I would say, yeah, have you watched a music video? Something to think about. but there's a lot of, in this era, they are, I wouldn't say transitioning out of the fictional universe, but they're like definitely broadening it from like the very narrative heavy music videos of The Most Beautiful Moment in Life. So these are a lot more like you're digging for hints. You're looking in the backgrounds of the videos. They're releasing separate concept videos that are not, that are more pertaining to the plot rather than the actual music videos. Which is like, guys, they're crazy for this. Like looking back, like this is insane. But okay, so moving on. Sorry, all that lore dropped for what? But essentially, just keep in mind, there's a lot happening here, okay? It's more than just the music. And at some point, I'm going to have to make like a video essay so I can include clips. Don't hold me to that, but I might. But just trust me on this, it was crazy. So the next two songs that we're going to be listening to, the first one is Paradise, which is a fan favorite. Funnily enough, they did like this poll, like I think last year or 2 years ago, where they were like, oh, like what song does ARMY like really want to see us perform? And people said this song, and they said, girl, what song is that? So, yeah, that's kind of what we're working with here. It's very like, very B-side vibes. I understand that's not really like a term that means what it means in K-pop outside of K-pop, but basically B-side is anything that's not the title track. Take with that what you will, but so Paradise, and then the next one is, okay, there's some debate on how to say this one, but 134340 is how I will go with it, but it's about Pluto, the planet Pluto, as a metaphor for love, if you could believe. And these two are very much more chill vibes, and then we'll get into sad vibes, and then we'll finish it up with something happy, because one thing about me, I'm going to leave you on a happy note, I'd like to think. So, okay. Again, I hate to say it again. Sorry for that ding earlier. Don't know what to do about that. I'm working on it. Next episode, there won't be any dings, so stay tuned for that. yeah, so here's Paradise.
Dream 사실은 짐 미래만 이 꿈이라면 내가 어젯밤 침대에서 꾼 건 뭐 꿈의 이름이 달라도 괜찮아 다음 달에 노트북 사는 거 아니면 그냥 먹고 자는 거 아무것도 안 하는데 돈이 많은 거 꿈이 뭐고 작은 거라고 그냥 아무나 되라고 We deserve a life 뭐가 크건 작건 그냥 너는 너잖아
하지만 진짜 세상엔 약속과는 달라 우리 달려야 해 밟아야 해 신호탄 내 소면 너 목적지도 없어 아무 풍경도 없어 숨이 턱까지 넘칠 때 You need to
멈췄어도 괜찮아 아무 이유도 모르는 채 달릴 필요 없어 꿈이 없어 잠시 행복을 느낄 내 순간들이 있다면 멈춰서도 괜찮아 이제 목적도 모르는 채 달리지 않아 꿈이 없어도 괜찮아 네가 내뱉는 모든 호흡은 이미 나 원래 I wanna go dream 꿈을 꾸는 게 때론 무섭네 그냥 이렇게 살아가는 게 살아남는 게 이게 나에겐 작은 꿈인데 꿈을 꾸는 게 꿈을 주는 게 숨을 쉬는 게 때론 버겁네 누군 이렇게 누군 저렇게 산다면서 세상은 내게 욕을 퍼붓네 yeah. 세상은 욕할 자격이 없네 yeah. 꿈을 꾸는 법이 무엇인지 yeah. 가르쳐준 적도 없기에 yeah. 꿈에는 꿈이기에 눈물에 잠꼬대 악몽에서 깨우네 널 위해 잊으며 혹서 보자고 전화곤 했어 멈췄어도 괜찮아 이젠 목적도 모르는 채
Yeah.
Hello. Okay, so I basically have no time at all to explain these next couple of songs because they're super long. But super long being 4 minutes. I'm sorry. I'm Gen Z. Oh, cringe. Okay, pretend you didn't hear that. Oh, that was tough. Okay, so the next song is The Truth Untold. And The Truth Untold is like a very sad ballad, also from, of course, Love Yourself Tear. And okay, the lore is essentially, like, the story behind the song is, like, separate from the universe, but it's basically, like, there's this guy who lives in a castle, Beauty and the Beast style, and there's, like, a girl who grows flowers, and there's, like, this special flower, and he, like, goes every day to see her, and one day she's not there. It's really sad. Okay, I don't know the whole story, but they actually made, like, a secret blog for this so people could find as part of the lore. Actually, I don't know if it was for this or for something else, but that flower that's in the song, guys, I'm really doing a bad job explaining this, but trust it, there's deep roots here, okay? It's also featuring Steve Aoki, which is their second time collaborating with Steve Aoki. One thing about Steve Aoki, he's an ally through and through, because his first collab with them was on Mic Drop. He did a remix for them. That really hits. And this was kind of out of left field, because I haven't listened to a lot of Steve Aoki's music, but based on the collabs he's done, can't say this is up his typical alley, but he really killed it. Sounds really good. And the second song I'll play before tuning back in with you guys is Outro Tear, which is the outro to this album. And guys, this is a heavy hitter, okay? A heavy hitter. Because later it was revealed at one of these award shows at the end of the year, Jin gave this incredibly emotional speech about how they were actually considering disbanding in 2018 after they released Love Yourself Answer. Like, in that time, there was a tour. It was, like, a lot of stuff was happening. But during the time of this album, when they were writing it, they were considering disbandment because they had, like, reached such high heights with DNA, and they were, like, really falling apart. Not, like, because they were mean to each other, like, relationship-wise, but because, like, just the sheer amount of work they were doing. So this song was written by the three members of the Rap Line. So RM, J-Hope, and Suga. J-Hope is my bias, in case you were wondering. And they, when they presented it to the rest of BTS, like, they all listened to it together, Jungkook cried. So that's really cool. But basically, the song is, like, has the disguise of a breakup song, but secretly underneath, it's a breakup song for BTS. Which is devastating news, because that speech that Jin gave at that award show had me in tears. It was so sad. So glad they decided to stay together. Love them so much. And dear God, we're really going to cut it close with these last 4 minute songs. Damn. Okay. So, you know, the point of this radio show was to, like, introduce people to BTS music that, like, they might not have heard before and, like, introduce new depth to K-pop. But I do realize almost every single word I've said requires at least a year of context. So I do apologize for that, like, no entry level situation. Next time I'll give you more context. I'll have more time to give you more context in the part two. And you might be like, Jenny, a little bold to do a two-parter for your debut radio hour. Yeah, I like to play it bold, okay? Anyway, this is The Truth Untold.
Show you me, give you me, show 모습 보여줄 순 없어 또 가면을 쓰고 날 만나러 가 But I still want you
외로움의 정원에 빛 너를 닮은 꽃 주고 싶었지 우후 바보 같은 가면을 벗고서 But I know 영원히 그럴 수는 없는 걸 숨어야만 하는 걸 주 하나니까
난 두려운 걸 초라해 I'm so afraid 결국엔 너도 날 또 떠나버릴까 또 가면을 쓰고 널 만나러 가 할 수 있는 건 정원에 이 세상에 예쁜 너를 닮은 꽃을 피운다 네가 아는 나로 숨 쉬는 것 But I still
Negative. 나도 모르게 내 눈가 위에 펴 새 내뱉지 못한 얘기들이 흐르고 미련이 날 얼굴 위로 길 내게 넌 한때는 아이들 하지만 이제 쓰기만 한 빌 때늦은 자기 혐오로 어렵지 심장은 스치듯 저 바람에 도 빌 이별은 거짓뿐이었나 영국 끝에 오고야만 하던 날 때가 누군가 시간을 되돌려준다면 어쩜 내가 좀 더 솔직할 수 있었을까 나만 아는 알고맨 얼굴도 추억 초라한 내 안에 오랜 버터도 나를 보던 그 미소로 여전히 넌 나를 그렇게 또 사랑해줄 수 있었을까 영원 영원 같은 소리 좀 그만해 어차피 원래 끝은 있는 거잖아 시작이 있다면 I don't wanna listen to it 너무 많은 소리 혹은 너무 많은 위로 I don't wanna listen to it 그냥 너무 무서웠어 좀 내가 너를 사랑했던 적이 아예 없는 것 같아서 늦었지만 넌 진실했다고 너만 나를 사랑했다고 더 You're my two 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 What more can I say You're my two
Hey guys I'm just checking in really quick. I hate to interrupt that absolute banger, but I am running short on time, so I do need to do the station tag. This is Janie. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, just to get that out of the way. But, okay, I didn't want to leave us on such a sad note, although it was hitting really hard, and I understand this is not necessarily 157 vibes, 157 AM vibes. So I'm going to leave you with a song that is perhaps less 157 AM vibes. The next song is Magic Shop. Please be understanding if it doesn't get finished, because the next person really needs to go, and that is my bad for going over. But I can always play it again next time. Magic Shop is, like, truly the most impactful song ever, maybe. And it's the in this Love Yourself tier album, but it's, like, a fan song that, like, oh, it gets me, man. It's so good. And it's really hype. So I am sorry for the vibes I'm about to ruin right now. But I'm also kind of not sorry. So get excited. We're getting into it. Hopefully. Okay, wish me luck.
들려줄게 내가 몰랐어 이길 걸 했잖아 믿지 못했어 이길 수 있을까 이 기적 아닌 기적을 우리가 만든 걸까 난 여기 있었고 네가 내게 다가와 준 거야 I do believe your galaxy 듣고 싶은 너의 멜로디 널 은할 수의 별들은 너의 하늘이 과연 어떻게 수놓지 날 절망 끝에 결국 내가 널 찾았음을 잊지 마 넌 절벽 끝에 서 있던 내 마지막 이유야 live
내가 날기 싫은 날 영영 사라지고 싶은